Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Nearly 1,800 gas stations have run out of gas because of the Colonial Pipeline shutdown. It's the power of panic.
In North Carolina, some drivers dealt with lines stretching for miles.
You don't want to miss out. You don't want to be the one that doesn't get gas.
So far, so good here. Hiring to reopen around here is a big problem for New York businesses, as we'll hear from Joe Connolly, with half the MTA workers still unvaccinated.
Pop-up vaccination sites open today at major transit hubs.
Stop, take a few minutes, get the vaccine.
I'm Marla Diamond at Grand Central.
Grievances among caretakers.
Working to avoid a nursing home strike in Connecticut.
A devastating and unnecessary disruption of care.
I'm Sean Adams in Greenwich.
Federal agents have been searching the site of a Hindu temple in New Jersey looking for evidence of possible human trafficking and slave labor. I'm Peter King.
This is Wednesday, May 12th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Morning, I'm Wayne Cabot. This is Wednesday. We've made it to the 12th of May, and the sky is bright and sunny this morning. A few clouds mixing in today, high about 65 degrees, and getting warmer over the next several days. The shutdown of the Colonial Pipeline to Linden from Texas enters day six this morning, still offline, triggering panic buying up and down 95. But experts say the issue should not create a gas shortage around here. The reason why, after a report on the panic going on now from CBS's Michael George.
A wave of gasoline panic buying rippled across the southeast as word of the pipeline shutdown spread.
It reminds me of last March when everybody was going crazy buying up food.
My hope is that it's just a few days of panic and next week we go back to normal.
The pipeline was taken offline last week when hackers targeted its computer systems.
So that's the story about the panic buying. Since we, though, are at the end of the pipeline, we are not as dependent on what it's bringing us because we have foreign imports and we have other pipelines to supplement us with gasoline. Monmouth County-based oil analyst Tom Closa told NJ.com he's more concerned about the shortage of drivers qualified to drive the tanker trucks that are being sent to fill the void. And he fears that if people start spreading the word that we're going to run out of gasoline, then you have a self-fulfilling prophecy, or as he calls it, the toilet paper behavior. Well, with fewer than half the MTA workers vaccinated, tables are going up at Grand Central, joining Penn Station as places where needles are being used for good. Marla Diamond is at Grand Central this morning. Marla, who can get the shots and when?
Anyone 16 or older can get the shots, Wayne. No appointment or proof of residency needed at eight pop-up sites in the city, Westchester and Long Island, part of a five-day pilot program to boost vaccinations, says Governor Cuomo.
You are walking past the vaccination site. It's a one-shot vaccination.
The J&J vaccine will be available beginning today through Sunday at Grand Central and Penn Station. Also in Hempstead, Ossining, Coney Island, East 180th Street in the Bronx, 179th Street in Jamaica, and the Broadway Junction Station. Times vary. For instance, the Grand Central site will be open from 8 this morning until 1 o'clock, while the Penn Station site will be open for the afternoon commute from 3 to 8 p.m.
Gotta ask about the freebies, Marla. How about the freebies?
Lots of freebies being given out. People vaccinated at these rail and subway locations can get a free 7-day Metro card or 2 free one-way tickets for the LIRR or Metro North. Incentives are now being offered at all city sites as well, from free tickets to events and attractions like the New York Aquarium, the Brooklyn Botanic Garden, and professional soccer games.
All right, with people coming back into the city, Marla, hiring has become a big problem for New York businesses, and Joe Connolly is here with this morning's Big Money story. Joe.
Yeah, Wayne, Queens Chamber of Commerce President Tom Gretsch says businesses planning to reopen cannot hire employees right now for even twice the minimum wage.
I'm hearing stories throughout Queens and other parts of New York City of people are out there trying to hire folks, and jobs that are paying $30 an hour, bumped up from the normal 15, are going begging. And in many cases, we believe, and we've heard it, that with the basic New York State provided unemployment insurance, and now the added $300 a week or $1,200 a month, people are saying, I'd rather stay home and not work. Decent paid jobs are going begging right now.
The other side of this is that some people say those on unemployment are doing a rational move like a business would do. And if they're making more staying home, then they'll do that.
I just think it's an unfair perspective. And I would implore anybody that's in that situation to think about your employer, the person that tried to help you out during the course of this whole pandemic, whether they gave you some pay or limited hours. Think about these people now throughout our city that now that things are lifting, they cannot go to full power. They cannot go to full employment because people are not coming back to work.
That's Tom Gretsch of the Queens Chamber of Commerce. Hiring is also tough because many parents still cannot go back to work, and some people have moved on or retired. A record 8 million jobs are now open in the United States, Wayne.
It is some story. Thank you, Joe Connolly. It's the Morning News Roundup on Wednesday morning. Nursing home workers could be leaving their posts and go on strike this week against Connecticut. We have Sean Adams now in Greenwich this morning. Sean, good morning. How widespread might this be?
Workers at 33 nursing homes across the state, one right here on King Street in Greenwich. By the end of the month, though, 6 more facilities could also have picket lines. On one side, you have 1199 healthcare workers who say they're fighting for a living wage, $20 per hour. They now make 13 to 15. On the other side, you have the nursing home owners who are still dealing with the pandemic, the loss of life, the economic strain. And in the middle is Connecticut, because Connecticut makes the Medicaid payments. The governor's chief of staff, Paul Mounds, is urging both sides to get back to the table.
The funding allows for the potential for these historic increases and can be combined with support for workers to make progress towards a more affordable health care.
The state is offering a 10% Medicaid increase, 4.5% raises for 2 years, hazard pay, and other perks. At this point, though, it's not enough. Strike deadline's Friday, Wayne.
And the state has made its final offer, Sean?
Chief of Staff Mounds says this is Connecticut's best and final offer. Historically, though, Medicaid funding, it doesn't increase by this much. These problems have been building for years. These are some pretty big numbers. It could be a final offer. Is it brinkmanship? Is there more room to negotiate? Time will tell, but just in case, the National Guard here in Connecticut is on standby for that strike.
Thank you. Sean Adams reporting from Greenwich this morning, and we are watching another night and another day of rocket attacks back and forth from Gaza into Israel, and we'll have the latest on that and more deaths being reported coming up next.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Let's go to the Weather Center with the WCBS Exergen forecast. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen on a bright, sunny morning.
It is bright, sunny, but also a little gusty and chilly. 47 degrees still out there. 65 will be our high today, falling short of normal. 65, 66 in that region. Same thing as yesterday, as a matter of fact. And just like yesterday, the sun will mix with clouds at times this afternoon. Another chilly night, 45 to 50, 40 in many suburbs. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and turning milder, getting up to around 70, 71, and Friday sun mixing with clouds, and again close to 70. Right now, the sun is shining, 47, humidity 52%.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Let's catch up now on what's happening in Israel. The head of Israel's emergency service says one person has been killed, and Others have been seriously wounded by an anti-tank missile fired from Gaza into Israel. And in Gaza, the health ministry is now reporting the death toll from Israeli airstrikes has climbed to 43, including 13 children and 3 women. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
All day, Israeli airstrikes pounded the territory, officially targeting military installations. But civilian buildings were destroyed, too. In retaliation, Hamas rained more than 400 rockets down on Israel. The damage they did was limited by Israeli interceptor rockets, the so-called Iron Dome, which blew most of them to pieces before they landed. There are now international calls for a ceasefire, but as Islamic Jihad members vowed revenge for the deaths of 3 of their commanders today, there appears to be a fierce determination on both sides to fight on.
New York Times headline is the violence in Israel challenging Biden's stand back approach. Everyone's urging calm, and that is not what's happening. Down the turnpike in central Jersey is a Hindu temple that may have been built with slave labor. CBS's Peter King says the FBI is investigating.
5 Indian construction workers who helped build the temple in Robbinsville, New Jersey, have sued the organization, saying it imported more than 200 workers from India, making them work almost 90 hours a week for $450 a month, or about $1.20 an hour. The suit claims they were under constant surveillance and threatened with pay cuts and deportation back to India if they spoke to outsiders. Temple officials have denied the allegations.
It's the WCBS Morning News Roundup, and we have one loss, and all of a sudden the Knicks have dropped a couple places in the playoff hunt. Good morning, Erica Herskowitz.
Good morning, Wayne. Well, rough night for those Knicks who blew a 10-point fourth quarter lead and failed to clinch their first playoff spot in 7 years. They fell to the Lakers in OT 101-99. Talen Horton-Tucker drained the go-ahead three with 21 seconds to go in the extra session. Julius Randle had a team-high 31 for the Knicks. We'll have another chance at a postseason berth. That takes place tomorrow night when they tip off against the Spurs at the Garden. The Nets host San Antonio and Brooklyn tonight. James Harden will be a game-time decision after missing last 18 games with a hamstring injury. Last night, the Nets pulled within 2 games of the Eastern Conference leading Sixers after knocking off the Bulls 115-107. Baseball last night, rookie Patrick Mazzica once again provided the late heroics, hitting a second walk-off fielder's choice grounder in 4 games to help the Mets pick up a 6th straight win. They beat the Orioles at Citi Field 3-2. The Mets and O's wrap up their brief 2-game set in Queens today. It'll be Taijuan Walker facing Matt Harvey. First pitch WCBS 880 at 12:10. And the Yanks will aim for a 4th straight win. They beat the Rays last night 3-1. They'll play again tonight. Garrett Cole, Colin McHugh, the starters there. The Yankees playing without base coaches Phil Nevin and Reggie Willits, who both tested positive for COVID despite being vaccinated. I'm Erica Herskowitz, WCBS 880 Sports.
Erica, thank you. Wednesday the 12th, I'm Wayne Cabot. Good morning. Here are 3 things to know in the Morning News Roundup. First, if Liz Cheney gets dumped today as number 3 House GOP speaker, she'll be going out with a bang. Members will vote this morning on whether to replace her with an upstate New York Trump loyalist. And Liz Cheney last night made no attempt to talk them out of it. She said that she will not sit silently as the Republican Party is led what she called down a path that abandons the rule of law in favor of what she called Trump's crusade to undermine our democracy. The second thing, casinos are raking it in. They matched their best quarter ever in the first 3 months of this year. The CEO of Atlantic City's Ocean Casino Resort says people are becoming more comfortable with visiting casinos in person as vaccinations increase. Third thing, the man who fatally shot 6 people at a family birthday party in Colorado Springs over the weekend was angry, police say, that he hadn't been invited. He did not have a criminal history. From our news archives now, 88 seconds in sound for this date, May 12th, the end of Cheers, the beginning of Jimi Hendrix, and the despair of just 1 year ago.
This is a truly disturbing situation.
2020, now it's kids getting sick from COVID.
The number of cases of a mysterious inflammatory syndrome in children is now hovering around 100 in New York State.
And from Governor Phil Murphy, a grim report on New Jersey.
Patients in hospitals per 100,000, we lead the nation. New deaths per 100,000, we lead the nation.
And in Wuhan, where it seemed the virus was wiped out, 6 new cases emerge, and everyone is told to get tested. 11 million residents. All this was new to all of us, but on this date just 7 years earlier, the World Health Organization warned the novel coronavirus 2012 was then spreading.
When there is close contact, this novel coronavirus can transmit from person to person.
New York City, 1989. MTA declares victory in its 20-year war with subway graffiti, retiring the last tagged car from its fleet. In the 70s, the MTA spent millions on a chemical scrubber that turned the cars a dull gray and got tagged anyway. In the 80s, they painted the cars white, same result, until the MTA retired cars within 24 hours of being tagged. Must-see TV, 1993. 40% of America was watching as Sam Malone, everyone's favorite bartender, closed Cheers after 275 episodes.
Sorry, we're closed.
1967. Are You Experienced? The debut album by the Jimi Hendrix Experience is released. An instant classic. And forever enshrined in the National Recording Registry of the Library of Congress. This is May 12th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. Live on 880 and on demand at WCBS880.com/roundup or wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.